This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live. We'll give you the toll-free call-in numbers here momentarily where you can call in and join us. The us in studio tonight is Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And we're going to start with the big news of the day that I'm guessing most people have probably heard about by now.
So isn't big news sort of a subjective way to introduce a show?
Well, basically everything is subjective.
I understand.
It was a particularly sunny day today is subjective.
That's a good point, Daryl.
I had a nice run today is subjective.
Well, that could be factual, but whether that was making it a good day is subjective to your point of view. So,
right, but you know.
Okay,
but
big news of the day.
It's been on, you know, like everywhere I've looked, there have been posts about this particular thing.
Okay.
U.S. Supreme Court, and story here comes from Reason, U.S. Supreme Court rules that states can demand outside online retailers to collect sales tax.
That was a big story.
Yes. And, Chris, this is something that I'm not sure if it affects you or not. I don't know how much online retailing you wind up doing in your retail business.
Very little. There is some, but it's not enough to talk about. And usually when people shop at a local goods place, they're looking for things they can actually touch and see. But, yeah, conceivably, I mean, the idea that I would have to figure out how to charge Kansas sales tax if somebody wanted to order something from me, that's
right, and
that's horrible.
It might not just be the state of Kansas sales tax. I don't know if Kansas has municipal sales tax,
exactly,
because some states do. And that's one of the things that's going to wind up adding a lot of complexity to this if states wind up doing what the Supreme Court is now saying that they are allowed to do. Again, story from Reason. They begin by saying, today the U.S. Supreme Court overturned past decisions and ruled 5-4 that states may potentially demand that businesses that don't have an actual physical presence within their borders must still pay sales tax on items they sell to residents who live there. The ruling in the case, South Dakota v. Mayfair, overturns two previous Supreme Court precedents that limited states' ability to charge sales tax on goods that were shipped to customers in the state if the business did not have any physical presence in the state. This is something that, and pausing from the article here, this is something that has often been referred to as the catalog exemption.
Right.
And you probably remember catalog orders. I know I do.
Well, thanks, Daryl. Thanks for reminding me that I remember when we thumbed through the old Sears and Roebuck and...
Or the JCPenney's catalog.
Heather, did you ever order anything through catalogs?
Through catalogs?
Right. Like they were these pieces of sheets of paper that came in the mail.
Is. I know what a catalog is.
I'm saying
I'm trying to think back. If I did, it was probably like once.
Right.
Like Avon. A lot of times if you go to a laundromat, you'll still see Avon catalogs laying around. Might see a Finger Hut here or there.
Yep.
If you fly a good bit, there's always the, you know, like really expensive, goofy stuff that's in the, like the Sky Mall magazine.
Sky Mall. That's a great one.
My mom may have like ordered us stuff as kids and through catalogs.
Right.
But
right.
I don't think I personally ever ordered from a catalog.
I suspect that's a very millennial thing, that catalogs just dropped off the face of retail years ago.
Right. So over
but
the
I
last...
also just made my first Amazon purchase like 3 months ago, so...
You are just an anachronism. You don't fit into the old world or the new. You are just lost there.
Barely.
The lost consumer.
Where's the Monty Python clip when you need it? I found the witch. May we burn her? Not that I would actually burn you. I just think it's funny. Yeah, because it is very rare that, you know, somebody in your age group doesn't really shop online.
Yeah.
Well, I do now.
Now she's
you just got a save it purse and you can save money using Bitcoin.
I have not used Save It Purse.
we're working on that, though.
We're slowly getting her to take cryptocurrencies and learn how to use them. But yeah, it's something that in the, you know, quote-unquote olden days, people referred to as the catalog exemption. But over the last, 10, 12 years or so, people have referred to it as the internet loophole. Even though it existed long before the internet was even fathomed to be a thing. Again, continuing here with the article from Reason, they say consumers themselves could be ordered to pay sales taxes, but of course compliance would be extremely low. That prior to this ruling where, and Chris, you used to live in Pennsylvania. Did you ever hear of the use tax? And a lot of states that have a sales tax also have a use tax.
What was that one?
So the use tax is if you purchase something from a different jurisdiction, but you use the thing in Pennsylvania or you use the thing in New York and it's brought in from a different jurisdiction where there was not a tax paid on it, you are supposed to tell them, I purchased this thing that was then untaxed, and now here's my money.
Right.
So
right.
That's what they're talking about where it says consumers could have been ordered to pay the tax, but compliance was low because almost nobody ever did that.
Right. And the idea is you're never going to get high compliance. You're not going to get people sitting there going, I've ordered my socks. Let me try to figure out every single tax I should have paid on those.
Right.
That's just not going to happen. But what government likes to do and seems to want to do, and a lot of states are the ones pushing for this idea, is that let's put the onus for the collection of all taxes on online retailers, and let's just make them figure it out. Just figure out, because Daryl happens to be residing in, you know, Bug Tussle, Alabama, which also has a municipal tax, figure out exactly how much you should be collecting on this order. And it's insanity. And the reason I think this is an important ruling is because it's been kind of successfully fought against, somewhat successfully, for some period of time.
Right, because there have been several attempts to push through legislation to do this. And it's always wound up dying because of basically the small business lobby saying, hey, you're going to destroy small businesses if you wind up passing this because so many people sell things online now.
Right.
And the difficulty of trying to comply with, I think it's somewhere around 3,900 different taxing jurisdictions. And then when you add on the complexity of figuring out, oh, you're selling jelly that is not taxed in New Hampshire because it's not a quote-unquote prepared meal.
Right.
But in another state where they do tax food, you now have to tax it. And then,
right.
Oh, is the Twix considered a candy bar or bread? Which is actually something that in some states, because there's flour in that cookie thing. So in some states, they consider it candy. Other states consider it bread because of the flour.
Do they serve it in school lunches? That's my question.
I don't know.
Is that meet your starch?
And then
or your...
I forget which state it is that depending on which aisle the Twix is in determines whether it is a bread or a candy.
I don't want any more government. That's it. That's all I want to say. Just that's I've had enough. This one story has killed my spirit. It's gone.
Oh, don't die.
No, it's too late, Daryl. It's too late. My spirit has crumbled in the face of big government. The fact that we actually have to talk about this stuff and debate it for no reason other than states and governments that feel that they need more money. They have to do more stuff to take care of us, and I'm sick and tired of it. I don't need it.
Right, and the underlying rationale or argument in this case, the state of South Carolina, or South Dakota, rather, believed that they were losing millions of dollars per year in tax revenue, and so they passed a law requiring out-of-state vendors to charge and submit sales taxes to the state if they reached a threshold of selling $100,000 worth of goods or 200 or more separate deliveries into the state of South Dakota. We'll tell you more, plus your calls and thoughts. 855-450-3. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
Imagine this is you. You're working late when you get an alert on your smartphone. Your motion-activated Blink security camera picked up something at home. You pop open your Blink app and see the silhouette of a man peering through your kitchen window. The job of a home security system is to help stop crime. Get three Blink cams for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live. BlinkProtect.com/FTL to save 15%.
Zencash is an end-to-end encrypted system with zero-knowledge technology over which communications, data, or value can be securely transmitted and stored. With over 7,500 secure nodes, Zencash has one of the most distributed node systems of any cryptocurrency. Zencash is a platform for cryptocurrency and communications built by voluntarists for voluntarists, with the ideas of voluntary interaction being written into the white paper no less than half a dozen times. Learn more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We'll get back into this story from Reason, and well, it's probably on a bunch of other websites as well, about the Supreme Court ruling from earlier in the day, where Supreme Court ruled that states can require companies that have no actual physical presence in that state, that those businesses can be required to collect sales tax on behalf of the state. Again, we'll jump back into that. But first, I want to tell you about a website where you can go and learn all kinds of things about cryptocurrencies. That would be news.bitcoin.com. And again, news.bitcoin.com, they've got news about various Bitcoin-related things. Headline from just a few hours ago, Bitcoin businesses denied banking services in Ireland. But they also have an article about the cryptosphere losing its mind over a certain 18-digit number. Chris, do you know anything about that 18-digit number, and have you lost your mind yet?
I probably have lost my mind, but I'm not sure where you're going with the 18-digit number.
All I see is it's a headline on news.bitcoin.com, and I know that you're fairly active on the Twitters with various crypto news that goes around, so didn't know if you happen to have read about this somewhere.
I'll dig into it.
Don't dig too deep because, well, right now we're talking about the sales tax, and again, that's news.bitcoin.com, talking about the much-anticipated ruling from the Supreme Court in the case of South Dakota v. Mayfair. Again, state of South Dakota believed that they were losing millions of dollars per year in tax revenue, so their legislature passed a law requiring out-of-state vendors to charge and submit sales taxes to the state if those vendors did one of the following two things. Either sold $100,000 worth of net goods to people or businesses in South Dakota, or had 200 separate deliveries into the state of South Dakota. South Dakota petitioned the Supreme Court to vacate its previous precedents. And again, those previous cases were Quill v. North Dakota and National Bella Hess v. Illinois. Again, those previous precedents said that no, states cannot charge or require businesses to collect sales tax if they did not have a physical presence in that state. Again, it's part of what used to be referred to as the catalog exemption. Most recently, people have been calling it the internet loophole. Again, state of South Dakota petitioned Supreme Court to vacate those previous precedents so it could demand online retailers like Wayfair and Overstock.com, both defendants in the case, to pay sales tax. The majority agreed in an odd combination of judges that defies ideological analysis. Justice Anthony Kennedy wrote the majority decision and was joined by Clarence Thomas, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, Samuel Alito, and Neil Gorsuch. The dissenting opinion, written by Chief Justice John Roberts, he was joined by Stephen Breyer, Sonia Sotomayor, and Elena Kagan.
This is just a strange bedfellows sort of ruling here. I mean, yes. To go through those, I mean,
Again, an odd combination that defies ideological analysis.
I can't place Anthony Kennedy right now. Is he more liberal or conservative?
I believe he's the guy that they refer to as, like, the swing justice.
Right. He's hard to nail down, but Clarence Thomas, generally conservative.
Yes.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg, definitely liberal. Samuel
yes.
Alito, definitely conservative. Neil Gorsuch, who knows? He was put in the position by Trump. But he's been kind of on both sides of a couple issues,
right?
Kind of waver back and forth. Chief Justice John Roberts was appointed by Bush,
yep,
and joined by Stephen Breyer, who's liberal, Sonia Sotomayor, who is another liberal, and Elena Kagan, who was also liberal.
Yes.
So it's a really weird combination.
The majority justified the decision partly because as online commerce has grown, these precedents now unfairly punish companies who are based within a state when compared to those who are situated elsewhere. The majority accepted the arguments that their previous precedents actually created an uneven taxing environment. The court ruled in part, in effect, Quill has come to serve as a judicially created tax shelter for businesses that decide to limit their physical presence and still sell goods and services to a state's consumers, something that has become easier and more prevalent as technology has advanced.
Oh, we have to punish that then, Daryl. My God, we've come up with a way to reduce costs by limiting physical requirements for buildings to be built all over the country when you can do it all from one. And we can do it in such a way that makes us more efficient. Yet, how do they categorize this? It's like it's a tax dodge to do business on the internet.
Right. So let's punish innovation.
Right. Exactly.
Worse still, the opinion quote here continues, worse still, the rule produces an incentive to avoid physical presence in multiple states.
You bet.
Distortions caused by the desire of businesses to avoid tax collection mean that the market may currently lack storefronts, distribution points, and employment centers that otherwise would be efficient or desirable. The Commerce Clause must not prefer interstate commerce only to the point where a merchant physically crosses state borders. Rejecting the physical presence rule is necessary to ensure that artificial competitive advantages are not created by the court's precedents. This court should not prevent states from collecting lawful taxes through a physical presence rule that can be satisfied only if there's an employee or a building in the state.
Oh, my God.
So yeah. This is the same kind of argument that I forget which court it was ruled that, well, see, you're on a computer, and that computer connects to the internet, and there's another computer in this state, so therefore we have jurisdiction.
Right. And when we talk about the Commerce Clause, basically what the Constitution boils it down, and Daryl can give you the exact specifics, I'm sure, but basically it's a way of leveling the field in commerce between states. What the founders and the framers were concerned with was that, well, you know, New Hampshire really wants to make a lot of money off of the citizens of Massachusetts on our border, so we're going to implement some special excise tax or some special right. way that we're going to tax those people more, and we're going to do that. And if you allowed, you know, what's become 50 states to do that, you'd get this real quagmire. The idea was to eliminate all those barriers for commerce.
To eliminate tariffs between the states, essentially.
Sure. Right.
But what the Commerce Clause has been bastardized so badly, and I forget the case from, and I always forget if it was the 30s or 40s.
About the wheat?
The wheat. Where some guy was growing wheat on his own yard for his own consumption.
Filburn.
And the court ruled that, well, see, you're not buying wheat that was made elsewhere, so therefore you're impacting interstate commerce, and we can regulate what you do on your own property because you're affecting interstate commerce.
Yeah, and the case,
we just have to prevent anybody from having an at-home garden because then they're not shopping at Hannaford.
Right. Basically, what Wickard v. Filburn said was the federal government can get in your face about any single transaction that occurs anywhere, whether it leaves a state, whether it doesn't leave a state. The feds are just, we're there, it's us, we can do what we want.
Everything is commerce, and everything that's not commerce is also commerce. This is Free Talk Live, 855 453.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. First Lady Melania Trump made a surprise visit to a shelter housing immigrant children, some of them separated from their parents who came to the U.S. illegally.
When the children come here, what kind of stage, physical and mental stage they come here?
She said she hopes they can be reunited as quickly as possible, but the outcome is still uncertain. In Washington, Republican efforts to overhaul immigration have stalled after a conservative bill failed and a moderate bill has been delayed. The vote on that bill has been postponed until tomorrow because members still have many questions. There will be a briefing on the bill for all members later tonight in the House. California Democrat Nancy Pelosi.
Democrats will continue to protect Dreamers and will keep families together, respecting America's heritage.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We'll get back into discussing this, quite frankly, horrible Supreme Court decision. But then again, how many of them are not horrible these days? But first, I want to remind you about the Discord thing. That, yeah, I know, I'm acknowledging that Discord is a thing. Apparently somebody was all confused about the fact that I actually acknowledge Discord. It's like some kind of chat room system thing, and there's a call-in line, and Chris, I think you wind up using it.
I do. I pop into the Discord and say hi to our peeps over there. I guess that's what the kids would say.
Discord.lrn.fm. And I don't know if people have said peeps for like 15 years, unless referring to the marshmallow candy.
Ah.
That I'm not really sure if it's actually marshmallows or not. Have you ever tried to make a s'mores out of peeps?
No, that sounds like animal abuse in some form.
I don't know, but it might actually be pretty good. I don't know. I've never been able to make a s'more and actually have it melt the chocolate.
Interesting. You need to practice that, Daryl.
Discord.lrn.fm. So continuing on with the article here from Reason, and again, your calls and thoughts, welcome, 855-450-FREE. Talking about this Supreme Court ruling from earlier in the day in the case of South Dakota v. Mayfair, where Supreme Court ruled that states can require outside online retailers or, well, any retailer that is not physically located in that state to collect sales taxes. The ruling, and again, this from Reason, the ruling pretty much ignores the idea that states can make themselves more desirable for businesses to locate there by, say, lowering their taxes. There may be some severe and unbalanced consequences for smaller businesses attempting to try to navigate extremely varied sales tax laws when selling goods. Big vendors can, and already mostly have, done the tech work to make compliance possible, but as Veronica DeRuggi warned in April, the ruling could jack up compliance costs for small online retailers, requiring them to calculate the demands of 12,000 tax-collecting jurisdictions.
See, now, think about that, folks. You know, you think that, okay, it's easy. New Hampshire, where we're broadcasting from, has no state sales tax. Okay, easy enough. Now, there are exceptions. Now, I recognize
prepared
that.
Meals.
I recognize that, Daryl, but I'm not going to order a prepared meal likely that's going to be taxable over the Internet. Don't even argue with me because you'll just distract me. But that's one thing. But and you could say, okay, and we know that Pennsylvania has a 6% sales tax or whatever it happens to be right now.
Right.
Fairly straightforward. But the issue is when you have to ship something to Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Let's mention Alabama, because you mentioned Alabama earlier.
The bug tussle, specifically.
Right. Let's talk about a place that's actually real, Birmingham.
Birmingham, Alabama.
The state of Alabama has a sales tax that, when I last lived there, was 4.75%. It may have gone up a little bit since then. Every county is allowed to have their own sales tax that is on top of that.
Right.
And then every municipality is able to add their own additional tax on top of that. So in Birmingham, Alabama, you've got the state tax, the county tax, and then the municipal tax. And again, the last time I was there, the sales tax in Birmingham was 11%.
Right.
And that's divided between three different jurisdictions. So you're not just sending a check to one place.
Right. So let me put this in the reality of being a small online retailer. And I did this for a couple of years, right around whenever Edward Snowden made his things. I did some internet.
So 5 years ago.
Yeah, I did some internet privacy software, hardware stuff that I sold online. And I looked at this, and I used an open source shopping cart.
Okay.
You know? So I didn't want to use anything I have to pay for, so I'm going to do this. And
is that like a WooCommerce?
It was not. It was
but something like that.
It was called Zen Cart. So,
okay.
Yeah, I could plug it into all sorts of different things. It had all kinds of features. Wasn't bad software. But even then, they had that built into it. So I would really have to specifically go in and activate certain files to say I am going to collect tax based on, for this jurisdiction, based on this. If I were to assume that I would exceed some arbitrary number, because that would trigger me having to do it in.
And then you would have to figure out those numbers for all of these up to 12,000 different jurisdictions.
Right, and I had thousands and thousands of choices should I have decided that was a route I was going to go. My thing was, well, I'm a startup, so how much money could I really, you know, ship to South Dakota? That was probably pretty unlikely. So I just kind of punted on that whole thing. But there is so much work, and when I see this, I see how much work goes into this. And that's not producing a damn thing, Daryl. There's nothing. There's no value.
No, you're producing spreadsheets.
No. There's zero production when it comes to most government. Government takes. Yeah. And when states sue because they don't feel that they're getting their, you know, every pound of flesh that they can get out of every frickin' consumer, it's a disgrace. It is just a disgrace. And if you did away with stupid crap like this, let people just buy what they want to buy. And if they want to buy it locally, fine. Implement your insane tax locally, and you'll find out that people will do what? Turn to the Internet. Or they'll turn to alternatives, or they'll drive across a border.
They'll move to the suburbs
right.
to avoid your tax. When they work in your city, they don't shop in your city because your taxes are too high.
Right. And you know, in this case, the Supreme Court is rewarding bad behavior, and it's a disgusting ruling.
Continuing on, in a statement in response to the ruling, Eric Jaffe, appellate attorney for the Competitive Enterprise Institute, which submitted a brief supporting the online vendors, lamented, quote, in allowing states to extend their taxing authority beyond their borders, the court passed up an opportunity to reassert the horizontal federalism principles of the Constitution.
Oh, forget federalism. There's no federalism left. Fiefdoms.
Rather, adopting, and actually, fiefdoms, from what I understand, the fiefs were actually more free than we are today. The peasants had much more vacation time than we do today.
What are fiefdoms?
That's what you run. Fiefdom, God, Daryl, I'm going to screw this up, so I thank you for putting me on the spot, Heather. Fiefdom, when I think of it, it is some small petty lord that is the ruler over a smaller area than a kingdom.
I knew it sounded familiar.
Much smaller than fiefdom. A duchy or an earl or any. It's like the lowest tier of any of the things.
A fiefdom? Like, what the
heck? A duchy is the area ruled by a duke.
Past the duchy.
It's the area ruled by a duke.
All these words sound so funny. Fiefdom, duchy.
Continuing on with the quote from Eric Jaffe. Rather, adopting mistaken notions that state sovereignty extend beyond state borders and that purchasing power of state citizens are asserted, or rather are assets belonging to the state, the court fundamentally subverts federalism. But again, Chris, as you pointed out, that's basically dead. Canada is much more of a federal form of government than the United States is now. The CEI is calling for Congress to fix the problem with legislation that would stop states from demanding taxes from businesses in other states. Normally, and I love the way Reason ends this article, normally you'd think a Republican Congress would jump on this. But have you heard about President Donald Trump's crusade against Amazon and Jeff Bezos?
Right. Yeah. This is... Oh, my God.
Yeah,
this is why the ideas of liberty are important. That we need to embrace freedom. And freedom isn't just, you know, I have the right to say what I want to say because I have protected freedom of speech, blah, 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 blah. No. It's protecting every aspect of what you should have a right to do. And that means doing commerce with people, trading your hard-earned money for someone else's goods and services, or vice versa. You don't need government in the way, making everything more expensive, making the whole country less viable, and it just drives me nuts, Daryl.
Your calls and thoughts, welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah. This is Free Talk Live.
855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And we'll, actually, we're jumping stories here, but before we get into the next story, I want to make sure that I tell you about a website that got relaunched about a year ago, and it's something that libertarians have been asking for a really long time, and that is a directory of liberty-minded businesses. This one is called Liberty.menu. It's a tool for our community. At its core is a directory for events, businesses, digital content, and more. Listings can be rated and reviewed, kind of like Yelp, and there's also a bit of a social networking aspect where you can connect and share with other users. Use of Liberty.menu is exclusively for individuals who reject the initiation of force and those who agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. Put your voluntarist ideas into action at Liberty.menu. Use code FTL to get a special Free Talk Live listener badge. That's Liberty.menu. So, Heather, you've got a story also from Reason about an apparent leaked memo from the ACLU.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So, and I'm actually interested to hear your guys' thoughts on this one, just because it is kind of a controversial thing. So this article from Reason is about leaked internal memo reveals the ACLU and thinks it's wavering on free speech. So it says the American Civil Liberties Union will weigh its interest in protecting the First Amendment against its other commitments to social justice, racial equality, and women's rights, given the possibility that offensive speech might undermine ACLU goals.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
I want
so
to stop after that very first paragraph.
Yeah. No, I think I've seen that. I mean, I think everybody can recognize that that occurs in some organizations. And what I've always wanted to believe, you know, that that the ACLU would sort of, you know, do what they've done with, like, Klan rallies. You know what I mean? We're going to go out there and we're going to defend them, not because we agree with them, but because it's the right thing to do. We are going to defend their right to say heinous things and and do that. And there have been a couple examples over, I guess, the last couple of years where the idea of social justice seems to trump doing the right thing. You know, we're taking a mm-hmm. position because we think that is what more people will want.
Right, and if you remember, it was about a year ago when the ACLU came under a lot of fire because they were helping the white nationalists down in Charlottesville get permits.
Right, right. That's a good example.
And they even said, we're not, you know, supportive of what they're saying. We just believe they have a right to say it. But then some of these things have turned violent to where it looked like the organizers of the event were looking to get into a fight. And so then that's where you start having to try to draw the line of, you know, are we defending free speech here or are we assisting someone in assaulting other people under yeah. the guise of free speech?
Right. I've covered a lot of those events and it's crazy because some of them do get violent. Like it's,
sure.
I mean, mob mentality when you get heated counter protests and stuff going to these events because, you know, misinformation was published in a news article by right. the mayor of Boston. Next thing you know, there's 45,000 angry, emotional people standing there screaming so loud you can't hear a word out of the speaker's mouth, even if it was good.
Hey, where's this Nazi I can
post? Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And then, you know, they're all just convinced, like, mob mentality that, like, these people are, like, the enemy, and it just then, obviously, the people that...
And here's why I think it's fruitless to try to play this game that the ACLU appears to be playing, is because all this stuff is generated, and Heather gives a great example where, you know, it was based on, quote-unquote, fake news. That's when, you know, we're talking about the protest down in mm-hmm. Boston. There yeah. was not a protest. The Nazi protest that didn't have any Nazis.
Yeah,
it had no Nazis. Right.
I mean, like, but I live streamed every speaker as they spoke, and there was nothing racist or Naziist or whatever you want to call about it. In fact, it was more unifying stuff that was coming out of their mouth. But like the right. crowd,
they were there
care.
Because the crowds become polarized. They get polarized by their base. So yeah, you got the alt-right folks who are going to stand up for their pals. Well, even if he is a Nazi, you know, we're going to defend his right to free speech. And on the other side, you've got the Antifa, you know, Antifa crowd, however the hell you pronounce that, saying we have no tolerance for anybody who disagrees with us or, you know, in any way supports Trump. So we're going to have more and more of these conflicts. I just don't think that the ACLU benefits by trying to pick winners and losers or to say that they're going to look at cases based on what the outcomes may be. Just be a neutral.
Well, I've actually pulled up the internal memo, and they have a fairly lengthy list of criteria that they're going to wind up using. We'll get back into the article in just a moment, but first to the phones. We've got Ryan calling in from Albuquerque. Ryan, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, how are you all doing?
Great. Doing well. You're on the radio. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, great. You can hear me. Well, I'm in a really bad situation. I'm fighting the governor who I dated 15 years ago, but I can't get the police to look at the cell phones. I had to break off the relationship. Well, she chose to use me. She was the XDA. She chose to use me as her little torture tool. So for the last 15 years, I've been kicked around, put in mental hospitals. She put her sister below me on my graduating semester to torture me. And her sister was retarded and older, and so no one believed me. And so I did police reports on her. I egged her sister's car, the governor's sister's car. I was put in prison for 13 months. I did an internal affair against the police. And right now I'm having standoffs against the police because they're trying to force medicate me again and again and again. I've said I'm not going to take medication anymore. If you have a problem with it, I'm going to fight you whenever you try to enter the house. So now I'm having standoffs with them, which is now called suicide standoffs, and they are not entering my house, and they're leaving. So I just had all my court records wiped off of my New Mexico court records because what happened was 10 years ago, this is how she got ammo, is a girl did a cliff jumping accident in Lake Powell, Arizona, all the people had
none of this seems to tie together. Ryan, I hope you're able to get help. Call there are a bunch of psychiatrists that might be able to help you. Unfortunately, we cannot thank you for the call.
Well, it was just getting like interesting, Daryl.
Was it?
Yeah.
I thought it was interesting in the amount of insanity that was woven together without taking a breath.
You know what? I just watched Making a Murderer as a documentary. There's a possibility this guy's telling the truth, though. I don't know.
Oh, there's a possibility.
Does he call in a lot? Is there something I don't know that you guys know?
The phone screener listed he wants to talk about his mental health problems.
Okay, so he did.
Well, he made some... He says he dated a governor. What governor is he talking about?
I'm guessing one in
his head.
New Mexico, or one that doesn't actually exist.
Right, or the
are
governor...
Are there any female governors? I don't even know.
Yes, there are. I'm trying to name one off the top of my head.
K.I.V. in Alabama.
And we used to have, what's-her-name, Haley in South Carolina.
Yep. He said he was in New Mexico.
He did say he's in New Mexico, but crazy people don't really understand the laws of physics.
Or reality.
Did you know this guy prior to this call?
No, but nothing he said made any sense other than he's been having standoffs with the police. And if you're crazy, you're going to have standoffs with the police.
And if you are interested, if you're still listening and you want to talk about this more,
the police were there to drug him.
I would encourage him to head on over to the Discord at Free Talk Live, discord.freetalklive.com. That is a group of people that will happily hear everything you say.
Yeah, so let's continue on with this article from Reason, Heather, about the internal memo from the ACLU where Reason is saying that it shows that they're wavering on free speech rights.
Okay, so going back into it, staffer said, our defense of speech may have a greater or lesser harmful impact on the equality and justice work to which we are also committed. In a confidential memo obtained by former board member Wendy Kaminer. It's hard to see this as anything other than a cowardly retreat from a full-throated defense of the First Amendment. Moving forward, when deciding whether to take a free speech case, the organization will consider factors such as the present and historical context of the proposed speech, the potential effect on marginalized communities, the extent to which the speech may assist in advancing the goals of white supremacists or others whose views are contrary to our values, and the structural and power inequalities in the community in which the speech occurs.
More on this, plus your calls and thoughts. Welcome, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000,
$1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.